Need one more second there. I'm going to need a little more time than this, but,
I don't
want to distract you. See if it is yourself, or not, there. Okay. Okay, we are at Samach Amid Beis, and the Gemara has, we're going to start again from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines to the bottom. Samach Amid Beis, 60B, 9 lines to the bottom. Shana Zu, Asim B'chol HaShana Kula. Yibayilahu. Amr Kainim Yayashani Taim Yayim. What if he says Yayim? He doesn't say Ha Yayim, and he doesn't say Yayim Zeh. Hayyim would mean today. Yom Zeh would mean a 24-hour period. What does Yom mean? My dinay kahayim, akiyayim echa. Tashma mi mas nisim. So he proves it from our Mishnah. Mishnah says kainim yayim shani tayim hayyim, ein asher la chetechshach. So the inference is hayyim is kiyayim echa dami. Since the Mishnah says hayyim, must be hayyim is today, but yom would be a day. I'm a sefer, but look at the sefer. I'm a yom echad, asim yom liyom. Hayom kahayom dami, but yom by itself would be kahayom. So basically, the Mishnah sends us contradictory inferences. The Mishnah goes on hayom and yom zeh, and yom zeh skips the case of yom. Each side infers that yom goes to the other side. Therefore, I'm a halakim mashmi mina. You can't learn anything out of it. Dr. Rashi, kainim yayim shari tayim. Don't you amud beem tayim b'amar hayom. Bamer Yaim, that's the Shaila. They changed the Girsa, and that goes from the Tziyunim, they say Bamer Yaim. Elam Halekul Mashmina, the Chad Minayo Davka, one of them is Davka. Loidin and Haiminaya, we don't know which one. Dr. Gemara writes Amar Avashi Tashma. He tries to prove it. It says in the Mishnah, Kainim Yayin, the Bach says, Shaini Tayim, Hayayim. Hashala, the year. This Abra Hashana, the Brisa says, what if the year became of Ibriar? Now remember, they did not have a calendar that told them which years would be Ibriar years. In those days, it was a decision made based on the year. So they could make the decision up to some time and other. Exactly when is a Machloikis, we're not getting involved in that now. So you never knew whether it would be an Ibriar. It wasn't like you could predict it unless you took a chance based on your reading of how things are growing and things like that, and you as an individual would like to make a prediction. But that's all it is, it's a prediction. The decision is made by Bezin, by whoever Bezin appoints to make the decision, and that decision is not decided, might not be decided, till well into the year. So therefore, they didn't know ahead of time that next year is an Ibra year, or that this year is an Ibra year. Depends on what happens by Chodesh Adar or by Purim, yes.
The fact is you could know that the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, knew when the Rosh Chodesh was going to be. They had latitude concerning it.
I think we're talking apples and oranges. I said that people couldn't know when they would make a 13th month. We're talking about adding a month.
Okay.
We're not talking about announcing Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about there was a whole series of chishbainas that Chazal took into account before they added a month. Now, if you decided you want to predict what they're going to do, go right ahead and take bets in Vegas and see which way it goes. That's not what happened. Chazal made that decision, and that decision could be made at any point in the year.
I retracted
the statement. Fine. Kainim Yayish Aditayim Hashana. This Abra Hashana, they added a month to the year. He said, this year, Aser Ba, Ubi Bura. He's Aser in it, and in the extra month, because that's part of this year. Heki Dami, what is the case? Ilei Mekidik Tani. Is it exactly like he said, this year? Lamili Lememra. So what's the Chiddush? He said, this year means as long as this year is. Dr. Ash, Lamili Lememra. Pshita, the Chiddush Hebrew, Bechlau Hashanah. The Beim Shuta, Beim Muberes, Kruishana. Right? It's this year. Whether it has an extra other or doesn't have an extra other, it's this year. Ella must be Lav Damashana. So therefore, we say the Chiddush must be, he said, year. He didn't say this year. He didn't say a year. He said year. So Alma, and we say that it doesn't mean 12 months, which a year would mean, but rather means the Iber included, meaning to the end of this calendar year. Alma Shana Kahashana Dami, meaning this is based on a thing that we're looking for a Chiddush. And there's no Chiddush in saying that Hashana includes the Iber year. So therefore it must be the case that it is a Chiddush. Now it's not Shana Zu, meaning it's not a year. A year is 12 months. If somebody, what's the length of a year? He'll tell you 12 months. So when a guy says a year, it means for 12 months. So obviously, we're saying there's a certain language that does include the extra months, but it's not simple. Must be it's the case of year. Must be it's the case of Shana, not Shana Zu, or whatever it was in the Mishnah. Not Shana Echad, Shana Achas, 1 year, but rather Hashana or Shana Zu, which means this year. And that's not a Chiddush, so it must be it's the case of Shana, not Shana Achas, and not Hashana. And we're saying that that has the halacha of Hashana, and that would be the Chiddush of this Braisa. Yes?
A person didn't know his Zavra, and he said Shana Zu. He has 13, right?
He has to keep it to Rosh Hashanah, it's not 13. It depends when he said it. If he said it Chanukah time, it's Tasha to Rosh Hashanah. If he said it to Bishvat, it's Tasha to Rosh Hashanah. This year ends on Rosh Hashanah. If he said it Beis Tishrei, it ends the next Rosh Hashanah. Again, this year means this year.
What is there a case? What is it? What's it okay in the Zavra?
Well, again, if he said a year, 1 year, then it means 12 months. Then it doesn't include the Iber. I'll give you an analogy. It's not a good one. But just a simon. Rachmana Litzlan, a person's at Avul for 12 months. What happens if there's an extra other? Doesn't expand his Avelus. He ended a month earlier. Usually a person's at Avul from the day his parents were Nifter to a year later. If there's a 13th month, he's not an Avul to the yard side. He ends a month before. Because it's 12 months. People say a year. What do they mean by a year? They mean 12 months.
Hashanah
is this year.
Even though he didn't know it's going
to
be the Sabbath.
Exactly. But that's not a Chiddush, the Gemara is saying. Because, of course, this year means this calendar year, no matter how it goes. That's what the word means. At least that's the Havamina. We're going to have an answer.
So only time would be a Chiddush would be with Shanah.
Correct. Correct. And for the Gemara, but Yaim Namik Hayyim. If Shana is like Hashana, so Yaim is like Hayyim. Instead, everything my loy loy lamma Hashana. So what's the Chiddush? Smile the time Allah Chareiv Shana. Even though he said this year, he meant this year on a regular basis. Meaning he didn't take into account the possibility that it might be over. He meant the amount of months left to Rosh Hashanah. But loy yisbu over. Most years don't have an extra other. So therefore, when he says this year, let's say he's standing Chanukah, he has Tevis Shvat other 9 months. He meant for 9 months. He didn't mean an extra other because he was going by most years. Kamash Malad, though, this year means this year. So there's a Chiddush even by Hashanah. There is a Chiddush by Hashanah because the guy is saying, I meant the regular year. Zaktarashi. El Alav Dam Hashanah. Vavagav Urch, Vagav Urch, Mash Malad. The bride is teaching me the Shanah Kashanah. What would happen if he said Shana Achas? Even the Nasser Atrek Shana Acheres this man Azeb might not mean a Bibura. Shana Achas would mean, my mistake, I said it would be 12 months, it would mean till the next year this day. Right? If a guy is standing Yud Gimel Shvat and he says 1 year, it means till next Yud Gimel Shvat. Nobody cares what happens in between. Now the time Mahalakha Raiva Shanim. And he only meant to the end of Av because he didn't think, he thought 9 months, he didn't think this year completely. Answer is that it's not that way. Now, think about my turn. That Hashanah means this calendar year, regardless if it has an extra month or not.
Right now,
wherever he made the neder.
For
12
or
13. No, for until Hashanah means this calendar year.
That's it. It's 6 months from now.
It depends when he made it. He made it a day before Rosh Hashanah. That's one day. Nothing to my advice.
So Moshe in the case of Shana?
We don't know. We're still left with the Shaila. It wasn't proven. Now, Shana Achas, the Rush learns, would mean till the very next year, this calendar day. Which mean Yud Gimel Shvat to Yud Gimel Shvat, and would include everything in between. My mistake, because I said before Shana Achas would be 12 months. It's my mistake. Nothing to my advice. Amar Yain Shani Traim Yoivu. What if a guy says, I won't be tasted Yovel, right? Now, he said Yovel's there. It's not a question of Yovel like Shana or Yom. The question is, the guy said, Ha Yovel, or Yovel's there. That's not a question. The question is, year 50 belong to this Yovel, or is year 50 the beginning of the next Yovel cycle? Now, let me explain. Yovel is every 50th year. Is there 49 years in the cycle, and Yovel begins the next cycle? Or is there 50 years in the cycle, and the cycle begins year 51, which is the next beginning of the cycle? That's the question. Now, if Yovel is the beginning of the next cycle, at least at this point, it would mean that the first cycle only had 49 years. The next cycle has 50 years. Yovel plus another 49. And the cycle after that has a Yovel plus 49. Or is it that the first cycle has 52? 50, I don't mean 52 years, I mean 50 also. 50 because Yovel is the end of the cycle. That's the Shaila. Shnaif HaYovel, Kilufnei Chamishim, I Kilacha Chamishim. Tashima, Netanya. So the Gemara makes it dependent on this Machloikas.
How does the Pesukim read in the Torah?
Can we do the Gemara and then we'll make the decision? I'm not going to pass the Shaila before I leave the Gemara, right?
No, I'm saying, I think it's don't the
Pesukim
make it clear?
Show me. You can't assume something unless you can show it to me. Show it to me. Something about Tashima. The Tanya Plutus Reb Yehuda Rabbanan. We have a Machloikas Reb Yehuda Rabbanan, and we're going to say that this Shiloh depends on this Machloikas. And we're leaving the Dorm for a second, and we're moving on to Yovel. Says in the Pasuk, V'kidash the Mishnah Chamishim Shana, sanctify the 50th year. That's the Pasuk. So the Tanakhama says, Shnas Chamishim Atumaina. You count 50 as year 50. V'yatumaina Shnas Chamishim V'achas. Do not count 50 as year 1 of the next cycle. That means, you have Shemitah, 7 Shemitahs, year 49 is Shemitah, year 50 is Yovel. Then you start again from 1 through 6, and year 57 is Shemitah, is Yovel. Is Shemitah. Year 100 is the second Yovel. And that it goes every cycle. Every cycle is a 50-year cycle, and year 50 is not year 1 towards the next Shemitah. It is year 50. Year 1 is the year afterwards. That's what the Braita says. You count it as 50. You now count it as 50, comma, and also one for the next cycle. Mekad Amru, Yovel Eina Eina L'min Yeshua. Yovel does not count towards Shemitah. Because as we're going to see in a moment, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, no. Yovel Eina L'min Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Yovel is year 50. Shemitah is year 56. Because Yovel counted as year 1 of the 7. That means the next Yovel is year 98. Or 99? 99. Instead of being year 100, it's year 99. Because the first Yovel counted as year 1 to the next Yovel. So the next Yovel is not year 100, it's year 99. The year afterwards, the Yovel afterwards is 148. And the other one is 197. Because every Yovel counts towards the next year. The cycle is 49 years. Happens to be that the 50th year is Yovel. It's also year 1 to the next cycle. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So now, that would be the Machlokes here. Is Yovel part of this, a part of the next? The Rabbanan say clearly, Yovel is the end of this cycle. It has nothing to do with the next cycle. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Yovel is part of the next cycle. It happens to be Yovel that you can't plant, but it's still year one. So it's not, the cycle ends at 49. Yovel is the beginning of the next cycle. And therefore, according to that, you would not be Yisr. Yovel would not answer you. This Yovel ends at year 49, according to Rabbanon. Right? Because Yovel is the next cycle. This Yovel started last Yovel. It didn't start year one. It did. It didn't start year one of planting. It started the year before planting, which is Yovel. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yovel is year one. The cycle is a 49-year cycle, and Yovel is year one of the next cycle.
After 1,000 years, they'd be 20 years off.
Yes, exactly. That's why we would. This is the big machlokes, because how we paskin. I mean, we don't keep Yovel because Mama said. But if you did, we have a big problem. How you paskin would make a big difference when Yovel is. And by the way, yeah, and when Shemitah is, by the way, because this affects Shemitah. This affects a lot. This is halacha l'maaseh shaila. Because Shemitah is every 7th year. Now, if they kept Yovel, it might be 57, it might be 56. Because of Yehuda, Yovel is 56. Shemitah is 56. According to Rabbanan, Shemitah is 57.
When did they start counting from the, when they came to Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, at 14 years in, I think. After Kibbutz Chilut.
Well, what, besides letting out the slaves, was there anything else that Yovel does?
Can't plant.
Like a Shemitah
year. It's a double Shemitah year. 49 and 50. According to everybody. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, you don't. Right.
No planting. No harvesting. The same as Shemitah. Everything's after.
There's always a difference between you. Slaves.
Different than Shemitah. Right. Not different than a regular year.
Right.
Yeah, the karka goes back, the slaves go free, you have to blow shofar.
How do we lose
Yovel?
Is there a reason?
We don't use Yovel today.
How do we lose it? We lost it, right?
I mean, we don't have it because the Torah says it has to do with Kol Yashvel Allah, Yashvel Rabbi. It's a halacha.
I understand that. Have we lost the count of
Yovel? I don't know it.
Right.
How do we start again?
If, well, if there's no Yovel, do you count it or not? We don't keep it. Will you count it or not?
It's
a sugyan, honestly, it's a sugyan of a desire, and I cannot definitively answer you.
Well,
we're calling Shemitah, right?
Shemitah,
but not Yovel.
How do we know what year Shemitah
was? We go by 7 and 7. We don't count Yovel at all.
When did that start?
After there was no Yovel. My question is Rashi and Taitis and Gittin, whether it was Yovel doing Bai Sheni or not. Rashi says no, Taitis says yes.
Well, that based
on, I hate to say this, Rabbi, Rashi, you love to do this to me. You're giving me the chin on Shas every day. I mean, I happen to know the answer to this, but it has nothing to do with what we're learning.
I know that.
Okay. You'd like to give me a bechina on Shas every day. I love that, but it's very good, but it's not for here.
I don't do that on purpose at all.
It's fine. It's, I have no taina. Rashi says that the Aseret HaShoatim didn't come back. Therefore, they didn't have all Yisrael. Taitis said that Aseret HaShoatim didn't come back, but members of each Shevet came back, and that was good enough to make Yovel. So that's the Machlokes Rashi, Taitis, and Gittin. Has nothing to do with our
situation.
Yeah.
Doing something very nice. We can see someone in our generation who knows so much.
I mean, I charge for taking Bechina. I charge for that.
But you're not allowed to ask someone who's not holding by the Sugya. That's the other thing.
I apologize.
It's fine. You can ask me any question. I don't mind. You take me far and wide. That's nothing to do with this, don't you?
In other words, you're defining yourself as not a gunnel.
No.
No, I am.
Why?
We are.
That's the Gemara in Brachos. That the person was able to ask Rebbe something on the sugya he wasn't holding.
It's in Shabbos. It's the Gemara in Shabbos. And Rebbe Chiya said, didn't I tell you not to ask Rebbe the sugya he's holding? It's the Gemara in Shabbos.
And the answer was, he's not a gunnel.
No, it's not. There's no answer. Does not answer the Gemara. The Gemara is in Shabbos and doesn't answer it, at least in my recollection. And if I'm wrong, that means it proves the point that I don't remember.
Well,
right.
I'm just trying to stop
you. No, you can ask whatever you want. I might answer most of the things, that's all.
I'm just
Zuck the Rash. Tashima, the book that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanavi. Shnat Chamishim at the mind, we had the mind of Shnat Chamishim Vachas. Claim is not Chamishim at the mind of the Tashim Yaibu Shabbat, counted to the past Yaibu. We had the mind of Isaac, we had Echad Yaibu Haba, not the first year of the next Yaibu. Say Nikris Tchila Shnat Hashmita Haba, that should be year one of the next Shmita. Yehuda Shabbat Yaibu, he Tchila Shvius Haba. Hekakul Rabbanon, Asir Mishnat HaYaibu. Yaibu is the end of the cycle. And Rabbi Yehuda Mutter, Yaibu is the beginning of the next cycle. Frank the Gemara. Now we're still continuing the conversation between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Amrulai. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Haruai Meshay Shonim Tizra Sadecha. The Pasuk said you can plant for 6 years before Shemitah. According to you, that Shemitah cycle will only have five. Ve'in Kanel HaChamish. So, doesn't the Pasuk prove you wrong? Pasuk says, plant 6 years, and the seventh year is Shemitah. Well, according to you, one of the Shemitah cycles only has 5 years of planting. So Rabbi Yehuda answered them the good old Jewish way of answering the questions, asking a different question. Amalu l'divreichem, haruayim ebatas esatua l'shalosh hashanam. It says that Hashem will give a bracha, and the year before Shemitah will provide for 3 years. That year, part of that year, Shemitah year, and the next year till harvest time, which is Pesach. That means it will provide for two complete years, but over a three-year span. Half of this year, you harvest in spring, and that provides for that rest of the year, plus the next year, where there's no planting at all, plus the year afterwards, till you get your plants, which is 6 months into the year.
Yeah, that's
yearful. No, one second, a regular Shemitah. The answer is that's what Shalosh. Now, when you learn Lehuda Rabbanon, if there's Yaibu after Shemitah, which everybody agrees there's Yaibu after Shemitah, it's going to have to be for 4 years. It's going to have to be the year you harvest, half, Yaibu, Shemitah, Yaibu, complete, and the next year, half the year. So the Pasuk should have said, doesn't say that. So even you, Rabbanon, who learned that Yaibu is year 50, not year 1, and therefore you always can plan for 6 years. But what do you do with the bracha that says three? According to you, the bracha should mention four. Because there's one of the cycles, that grain is going to have to provide for four parts of a calendar year. Half of year one, the whole year two, the whole year three, and half of year four.
Because you're not planting seven and one.
Exactly. Teretz said, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is also schwer. Because you're not planting one. You still, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you have a kash on me, I have a kash on myself and on you. The answer is, Pasuk is talking about a regular Shemitah. It's not dealing with the Shemitah next to Yaibu. And a regular Shemitah, the Torah says it'll do it for three. The Linam Yipun L'Shar Shua. So the 6 years is a regular Shemitah. I'm showing you that the Torah is not addressing that Shemitah. It's addressing six of the seven Shemitahs. Dr. Rush. You want to say that 6 years is all the time. I'm to log out Sicily. That's why you asked me. And by the way, it's Shver and Yehuda also. He's not saying that the second question is not at him. He also needs 4 years. For itself. Until you get to harvest. So therefore, Dr. Yehuda, I'm proving to you that the Torah deals with the regular Shemitah, not with that unique Shemitah that happens every seven cycles. And I can go back to the Pasuk of Shei Shanim and say that's also talking about that Shemitah. Right. You can ask whatever you want. I just say why sometimes I don't bother answering, that's all.
But didn't they know what the answer was as far as what to do with the Yovel, what is the correct way? They no longer remembered how it's done.
Let me ask you. You're bringing up a very good point. Let me give you a very good point. It's an amazing thing. The Gemara in Temura, that Hashem will get there once. After we finish Nazir, we're going to catch him. The Gemara in Temura says that the first machlokes they ever had was to lean on Yantav. Now, let me ask you, how far was it from the last Yom Tov, maximum?
I think it was 50 years or something. I don't remember how many years it was.
1 minute.
Oh, it's the last Yom Tov? 6 months.
The most to give me is 6 months.
Right.
How did they forget?
That bothers me too. I mean, I know that's the answer, but I don't
what's the answer? That the Rebbeinu Shlom ingrained, put in, the time, it's the first time in history that the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says, not me, that the Rebbeinu Shlom put in something called Shikha Satira. It was a miracle. The Rebbeinu Shlom decided that at this generation, Torah will start being forgotten. Till then, nobody forgot.
I thought it was because of Bayis Sheni.
Again, it happened during Bayis Sheni. But explain to me how 6 months later, they couldn't remember what they did 6 months ago.
What is the purpose of Hashem to have Shikha
Satira? He wanted Torah to be on a different, it was a different level. We didn't deserve it. I can tell you a whole drasha, two ways, but not the Gaius now. Put it into the system.
Us more so, we forget, right?
What does that mean?
So Yeshua
forgot
3,000 halachas. No, when Moshe died, it was a one-time thing. The one-time thing, that when Moshe died, everybody forgot 3,000 halachas. Asiel ben Knaz was able to bring it back to Papulas. Now, that was because of Moshe Rabbeinu's death. It was a special one-time thing. Till then, it was the first Machlokes in Klal Yisrael, says the Gemara in Tamura. They didn't have an argument. I mean, there were arguments, but no halachic argument. There was no halachic argument. Again, why?
I think
the Siv in the Akdama to the Shultas, he addresses this in length.
I think what he's asking also very nicely is,
I'm glad you agree. See this.
Whatever happens, I'm able to
put that on your resume.
I'll put my name there. I don't care. I mean, it's nice. But so all those years, there's no Amelus Betorah?
There was a different kind of Amelus.
If you remember everything, what else is there?
Reason. Consequences. Do you think Amelus is only for people that forgot? People that have a photographic memory are not Amel Batira?
Isn't what they said about...
I knew two people. I only met one of them. Two people that I know had a photographic memory, a literal photographic memory.
Rebbe's Rebbe.
No, he did not. He remembered a lot, but I don't think he had a photographic memory. He chazered a lot. But they say Rav Hirschbrook had a photographic memory. I met a Yid, Rabbi Kirzner in Borough Park. He was a Rav in Borough Park. And it was very hard to tell him a Shtickle Tyra. He once asked me to tell him a Shtickle Tyra. So I said, the Gemara in Shtickle Tavcha, so he rattled off the whole Amud. And I said, Taisus, and he said, Taisus in language. And most of the time you say Shtickle Tyra, half the time or three quarters of the time you're telling him the Gemara and the Taisus. He knew the Gemara about Pat and the Taisus word for word. So now, where do you go from there? Oh, okay, next step. he knows it all. Rabbi Weinberg told me that he sat in a hotel with Rabbi Hirschsprung, both Zechayim Ravacha, and they needed a siyum. So Rabbi Hirschsprung sat down, they only had one Gemara Tainus. Rabbi Weinberg had the Gemara, Rabbi Hirschsprung said the Gemara Rashi, word for word, Balpeh, and Rabbi Weinberg, they made the siyum. Took them 2 hours, 3 hours, just read the Gemara Balpeh, and the Rashi, word for word. Rabbi Weinberg was sitting with the Gemara, he didn't make one mistake. And he went through the whole Masechta, and then they made a seal. So, these people had photographic memories, so he wasn't Amel Batira.
I'm asking that.
He must have been Amel Batira. I can't tell you how, because I keep on forgetting. But he was trying to figure out Pshat, and depth, and understanding, and Ksais, and Esivas, and Shach, and Taz, and there's a lot of Tira. Yes?
I've known one person who had a number of things, Balpeh, and Pintas, Balpeh, Kelly Wilson. He, 12, 14 hours a day, was at a safer.
Okay, I'm agree with that. I'm not arguing.
As far as the photographic memory, your cell phone can remember all of shots.
Right.
Well, that is, reasoning is something very, very...
My cell phone can't remember all shots, by the way. Just as an aside.
Should you want that light?
No, I don't want one.
But it's like your wristwatch probably has enough memory to have an electronic wristwatch to remember all of
everything. Okay. Unfortunately, when I come to Yom HaDin, I can't bring my cell phone nor my wristwatch along. They're going to ask me, and I won't be able to say, oh, let me look it up on the phone. Let me call Google. Doesn't work there.
Only one side is remember my name.
Yes.
But you might know what's most common.
Could be, yeah. I'm not saying not. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about other tools of memory don't come along with you. Right. Nothing in my right. Let's see the rush. Is there a rush? No rush. Nothing in my right. Adam Pesach Oster. Frank the Gemara. The member of the mayor's suffer. Okay, so let me explain this. The guy said Adam Pesach. He means till it happens. Till it comes. Beginning. That's what the Mishnah said. Actually, Hayam Pesach means till Pesach is in the rearview mirror. Till afterwards. Till it's over. And at Pnei HaPesach was a Machloikis. And the Rush explained that the Machloikis comes because there's three interpretations of the word Pnei. Pnei can be before. Pnei can be before the second days. And Pnei can be behind. That's what the Rush said. Those were the three explanations. And therefore he said, Remeir said it means the beginning because people don't mean to enter into a doubt. They want to be clear. The clarity is the first meeting. So the beginning of Pesach. They don't want to get involved. Middle of Pesach, end of Pesach, beginning of Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi says, that's not how people act. They say the word, even though there's a non-clarity to the meeting, they jump into the non-clarity. Therefore, you have to be machmer till the end. That was the Mishnah, yes.
Well, this was discussed yesterday, I almost interrupted, but I just like interrupting. I mean, you can't entirely say what you just said. In that, if I were to say to someone, if I were to say to you, I'm flying to Israel after Pesach, you would understand that as after opera.
Again, that's in English, and because after is more clear. Their word was not clear. We're going to have a similar case in a minute. So let's give the Gemara a chance. By the way, we already had a case like this. A guy made a netter, there's no 100 core. Is that thing, you had it, and now he goes and it was stolen. Did he mean to get involved without knowing, or he meant only if I can clarify? Same similar kind of thing, but we're going to have a case that's really analogous. Something about the remember, are you telling me? The mayor suffered like my initial sneaker. A person doesn't like to enter a suffix. The Rabbi suffer my initial level of sneaker. And Rabbi Yossi says, you do. We're a mini. Now, I'll ask you a contradiction. Me, she actually stay kite bala. The guy has two sets of daughters. He married two wives. For some reason, I think one of them, for trying to say his first one died, then he married a second one. Now, Quentin points out, why can't it be that he married one, and then 20 years later, he married another? Obviously, there's a staggering. There's an older set and a younger set. So, one of the reasons trying to speak out, the first one died, he married the second one. That's just to show you that it's staggered. But really, the first one could be alive and well, just married a younger lady 20 years later, and I just made up the number 20. And the Yeshlei Shtei Kitei Banis Mishtei Nashim. Each wife left him two daughters, had two daughters, right? And they're all under the age of 12 and a half. So let's say, let's go back to the Kedusha. Let's say the oldest is 12, the second one is 11, and that's from the first wife. Then he has a 10 and 9-year-old from the second wife. That's the fact. Weinberg, and he says, Kedashti is biti hagdaila. I married off my older daughter, my daila. The word daila is a very confusing word. There are three girls here that can feel older.
Yes.
There's only one oldest, but three older. The oldest is older. The younger one of the first group is older than the whole second group. And the first one of the second group is older than the second one of the second group.
Only one girl's out of it.
Only one girl's out of it. But if he was clear, old means the oldest. If he wants to go into Suffolk, then it could be any one of three. And the question is, at the time he did it, the Gemara says in Kedushin, he knew which one it was. He had amnesia. He doesn't remember. All he remembered is he used the word Daila. Now, which one did he mean? So, Reb Meir says he could have meant any one of the three. And Reb Yaiti says, no. You use Gedolah, you have clarity, which is the exact opposite of what they say here. Reb Meir is saying you're willing to take three interpretations of the word Gedolah, and you don't know which one you meant, so you're stuck with all three being Suffolk Mugdashes. And Reb Yaiti says, when you use Gedolah, you're clear. You mean the oldest. That's the Machloikis there. It's exact opposite over here. Dr. Gemara.
What?
What? doesn't enter. In his mind, he doesn't enter into suffix meaning.
You mean he might, but on the other hand, he might do it on purpose?
When a person says a word, is he willing to entertain the fact that there's a suffix? Or does he mean to be clear? On purpose.
He wants to leave it as a suffix. He might want to leave it as a suffix.
Meaning he might have meant one of the three, and we don't know which one he meant, and he doesn't remember. But if we're not clear, then he wouldn't enter into the suffix. He might have meant, meaning he's willing to use the term, not in clarity.
Does he know?
Not now.
But before when?
Maybe.
He didn't initiate it with
the suffix. He meant one of the three.
He had a definite...
But the question is, according to our Mr. and Mayor is saying, people don't do that. When they use a word, they don't want to enter into one of the three meanings. They mean the clear one. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, people sometimes will use a word in an unclear fashion, but they know what they mean.
By mistake, they use an unclear word.
No, in purpose they use an unclear word, but they know what they mean.
You use context
here? But now we don't know.
Yes or no. He knew who he wanted to marry.
Yeah, at that time. Okay. But now he forgot.
He didn't have clarity of words.
He used the word Gedaila. Yeah. Is that clear or not?
And now he...
He remembers he used the word Gedaila. Okay. That's how the Gemara and Kedushin interpreted it.
There's no way to figure out context.
What context?
Well, let's see, the first wife was there. He was talking to his first wife.
I don't know. Well, the Gemara doesn't get into that.
It's impossible. It's impossible for me to...
I have no idea. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't, so why should I start doing things that I don't know? And I don't know now. The older of the oldest of the youngest, right, we want two sets. Definitive, older set, younger set. They're all Asur. The Bachas. Besides the youngest, the Beremeo. He just takes the word and put it before. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a Kulam Bataris, Chutzman Akdailus Shabakdailus. Because people are clear, which is the exact opposite of what they say here. And for the Gemara, Amar Abchanina Barachadim Yamarav, Buchlev Sashita. Change this Mishnah. Change the order. It's Remeo that says he enters the suffix in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi says he meant before Pesach. Change this one. Right. Latanya, we have a Bryson that does that. Zaklau, Koshis Mani Kabua, Ba'ama Adlifne, at Pnei it's supposed to be. They are God's with Yunim changes it. Anything that has a set time, because we'll see in a minute what happens when you don't have a set time. And when you say at Pnei, like Pesach has a set time, Remei Rei Machiate, because we don't know what the word means. It could be one of three things. And people are willing to use the word without us having clarity. They meant something, but we have no idea what they meant, and they don't remember. Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rajagia. Rabbi Yossi says, no, people do not use a word unless it's clarity. And therefore, it means only before, which is the exact opposite of our Mishnah. Teretz is, because of the Gemara and Kedushin, we have to turn it around. Dr. Rush, Lememed Rameir Safar, Roy Maya Linish Lesveka, to the Prishtim Basnissim, the Bapliki, that's how we explain the Mishnah. Mishi Eshlev Steki Tebanas, Mishni Bekadushim Beperkaimer, Kagunshinas Estay Nashim Zuachazu. He married two women, one after the other. Vaile Banas Mishtayim, Bekulam Ktanais. Now, the Rush says they're all under 12, but the truth is they could be up to 12 and a half. All the Rush meant to say is that he has the right to be Makadish. If one is 15, he can't be Makadish. Ubiyadir Lakacham. Rashi says, I didn't clarify my kavana. I don't remember which one I meant. Kulan asuris, af emtsoes shibikitas. Even the middle one. The ma'ayel inish nafsil etzveka. Because he can use the word gedola for any one of three. Rabbi Yaiti Saba, shayin daita odavar hambavur, shayin listapek. The word has to be used in clarity. Vatanya, Shechlifu Mishnah Seinu, Masnisin the Kedushin Davka. And the Machlokes is the way of Kedushin, not the way of our Mishnah.
If you look at your own suffix, so what happens to Mishnah in that case?
If you do, or you don't?
You don't.
So then only the oldest is Mekudashis, and the other three are free to marry anybody they want.
Tambadai?
Tambadai. Lay Ma'ayel in the Slavishil is saying, we're vadai sure that that's what he meant. He wouldn't have used the word to die any other way. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara in Kedushin gives a different answer than the Gemara here. Here the Gemara answers, Mechlevet Hashita. And that's all you're responsible for the test. But the Gemara in Kedushin says that our Mishnah has nothing to do with Tzveika. It's a Machloikas what the word Pnei means. Before or after? The Gemara answers that our Machloikas is not Mayel Inish Napsul Tzveika. Gemara in Kedushin is right. Remeir says, you do, and Rabbi Yaitin says you don't. I and our Mishnah, it's the opposite way. Because we understood that our Mishnah, Pnei, has three translations. The Gemara in Kedushin answers, Pnei has one translation. The argument is, what is the translation of the word Pnei? So with both hold, you need that there is clarity here. There is no question of Suffolk. That's how the Gemara in Kedushin answers. It's a Machloikas, what does Webster say? Pnei means before, or Pnei means after? And therefore one says it means before, and one says nothing to do with Suffolk. That's the Gemara in Kedushin's answer. The Gemara in our Gemara changes it. Nafkamina is, we always paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So if you change it, the halacha here would be, like Rabbi Yossi, that a person does not enter a suffix and it means before. If you paskin like the Gemara in Kedushin, Rabbi Yossi says it means after because that's what the word means. So how do we paskin? If you paskin like that sugya, Rabbi Yossi is not changed. If you paskin like this sugya, Rabbi Yossi is changed. And the rule is we always paskin like Rabbi Yossi against Remeir. So what do we do?
But how about this Braisa?
So Zakta Rambam, he paskins like this Gemara because of the Braisa. And the Ramban says, we paskin like that Gemara, we don't turn things around, and we paskin like Rabbi Yossi of that Gemara, which is like our Mishnah. The Machlokes is Rambam and Ramban. And by the way, the Ram brings it. You can look at it. The Ram, he brings it. I don't know if Rabbeinu Archko brings it, but the Ram.
Braisa brings down. That case was Pnei Mamish,
right?
Right,
so the Ramban is saying that the Gemara in Kedushin is saying that we don't accept that Braisa. That's what Ramban is saying.
Using it here as a Raya.
Again, the Ramban paskins like this tomorrow because of the Braisa. You're right. You're not being rejected.
Yeah.
Maimonides agrees to you. I mean, you agree to Maimonides. But Nachmanides disagrees with you.
Who's older?
The Rambam lived before the Rambam. I think about 100 years before, but I'm not sure. My dates don't know. But the Ramban was a Talmud of the Ravid. The Ravid lived a little bit after the Rambam because he constantly asking in the Rambam. But I don't think he was a contemporary either. If he was, he was a younger contemporary. And the Ramban was a Talmud of his. Maybe it was a 70-year difference. But the Rambam was older than the Ramban. Yes?
Shilas and Shuvas prior to the Rambam?
Sure, the Shuvas Hagoinim. Sure. There's a sefer, I think, over there. There's another one. Shuvas from Litzri Noigo, and I just noticed it yesterday. But there's a Shuvas Hagoinim with hundreds of Shuvas from the Gainim. The Tzkufas Hagoinim lasted 500 years, almost 500 years, not 500 years. From year 500 to year 1000 with the Tzkufas Hagoinim, before the Rishainim. Of all kinds of Gainim that lived. They lived in Bavo, by and large. Not by and large. All the Gainim lived in Bavo. Gone meant, at that point, Gone meant one of the Rosh Yeshivas of the two yeshivas in Bavo. There were two yeshivas in Bavo, and each Rosh Yeshiva's title was Gone. So whenever you quote a Gone, Feri Gone, Rav Hai Gone, Rav Natura Gone, all the Gainim, they were Rosh Yeshivas of a yeshiva in Bavo. There's a famous legend that nobody really knows if it's true or not, called the Four Captives. And that is that the yeshivas in Bavo ran out of money. And the new Jewish Beechwood was in Morocco and in Spain. And what happened was, those used to have to send their shilas to Bavo to find out the answer, because Tyra was in Bavo, even more so than in Eretz Yisrael. It was in Bavo. There were Gdailim in Eretz Yisrael too at the time, but the Shilas went to Bavo, and that became very difficult. And they needed money, and if money, you go to the areas that have money. So they sent four Gdailim Yisrael to collect money. The legend goes that the pirates captured them. And the communities in Morocco and in southern Spain redeemed them on the condition that they remain there. And they opened yeshivas in northern Morocco and southern Spain, and that's when the Torah transferred from Bavel, where the yeshivas closed, to northern Morocco, southern Spain, where they started flourishing yeshivas. That's the Rif. The Rif wasn't one of them, but he came from, he was Morocco. Rabbeinu Hanano, they say four names of people, and they, according to legend, is how Torah transferred. That was the Bavel track of Torah. The track of Torah that went to France and Germany and Italy came from Eretz Yisrael, not from Bavel. There were Gdolim and Eretz Yisrael that emigrated to Europe, France, Germany, Spain.
Why?
That's just the way Beryl Wine says it happened. I don't know. I wasn't there. I trust him on my history. So it's either right or wrong, but I just, what he said, that's what he said. Yes?
It was biased reasons, and there are allusions to the fact that they were there constrained in kind of community. This is,
fine, I'm not arguing about that.
Ron, he said everyone's in trouble, and I'm aware of the title, beyond the Rosh Hashiva, but the Ron was from North Africa, I thought.
Ron is much later. It was the last Rosh
Hashiva.
Much after this man. The Ron was one of the last Rishayim. His Talmud is the Rivash, and the Rivash is in that bubble that we don't know whether to treat like a Rishon or an Achron. So the Ron was the very last generation of Rishayim that we treat as Vadai Rishayim. His Talmidim are already treated like the bubble generation.
Well, what does that do with my soul? Because if he's under the Rishonim, where his words are more
accepted. That's a fact. We like not to argue in Rishonim. We do argue in Achronim, but again, we have to be normal when you argue in Achronim. Please don't argue in Ricky Vager. It's pretty hard for you to argue in Ricky Vager, even though he's an Achron and you're an Achron. But I would be hesitant to argue in Ricky Vager, or the Night of Yehuda, or Chassam Sofer, or many others since then. Yeah, nobody is labeled in a different skufa. So everybody likes to, but nobody does officially. Achronim are still today. Ramesh is an Achron, and Rebbe Kivanger is an Achron, even though they're 100 and some years apart. Okay, everybody's have a one.